And to the north now, and the shock resignation of DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson yesterday following news he had been charged by police with sexual offences of an historical nature. DUP party officers unanimously appointed Gavin Robinson MP as the interim party leader. Minister Jack Chambers, within government here, are there concerns now around the stability of the Northern Ireland Assembly right now and the institutions there that have really only just got back up and running?
Well, just firstly, I want to say my thoughts and sympathies are with those who've been a victim to any kind of abuse and also for whom these reports may be distressing. Look, the government stands ready to work with Gavin Robinson, who's obviously been appointed as the interim leader, and we need to ensure across the board that we have the full and effective functioning of the institutions and the executive, and we'll be working with everyone within the Northern administration to ensure that that happens and that we underpin the progress we've made in recent weeks with the effective functioning of those institutions, and we're absolutely committed to that.
Okay, Mairead Farrell, politically, what does this mean now for the parties in the North, do you think?
Well, look, I know that Michelle O'Neill has reached out to the other parties within the executive and has discussed the real importance of the North, obviously at this point, having political leadership, and she has very much reiterated the need for that political leadership, and as well her own commitment to power sharing and delivering for all the communities. And I think that's extremely important at this point. And I would echo the words of the Minister at the start of his own contribution.
Do you expect any differences for the DUP now with Gavin Robinson at the helm?
Look, I think that's probably impossible for me to say at this point, but I do think there's a strong commitment there for all parties to continue to work as part of the executive, and really crucially, look, I mean, we've seen it's been very positive that the executive is back up and running. We've seen that, you know, this has been something that many communities have needed for a long time. You know, we had seen over the last number of months public sector workers out on strike, and that and the very need for that delivery by the executive for all communities.
Okay, Padraig Tobin, Geoffrey Donaldson's renegotiation of the post-Brexit trade deal, it was pivotal in getting the DUP back into Stormont. Do you think party members now that weren't fully behind that deal, you know, might be looking to be heard now?
Yeah, I think this does create instability. Those who were opposed to the deal will be maybe emboldened to try to flex their political muscles. The TUV, for example, are already flexing their political muscles on this too. There's a major weakness in the institutions themselves. There's an inbuilt instability. That means any party can collapse it. And the only way to guard against that in the future is for the British government and the Irish government to reform the law on the institutions, so no party can collapse it. Now, unfortunately, the DUP and Sinn Féin don't want that change because they want to be able to use that trump card of the threatening to collapse the institutions into the future. But the cost of that is immense on the people in the North in terms of housing, health and education. Okay. So, you know, we need to obviously try in this period to look for both governments to reform the institutions so they can never be collapsed or held to ransom again.
OK, well, that's all we have time for here today. Thanks to my panel.